They say lightning never strikes the same place twice. That's a lie. When the electricity builds up in a storm, it's constantly charging until it's strong enough to break through ionized air. The whole process is over in 30 milliseconds. It roars to the ground, and if you're not careful, it will hit you. Once lightning has hit a spot, there's a significant amount of attraction between the next bolt and where it had previously hit. I found that secrets are kind of the same way. No matter how hard you try, they compound on each other, one leading to the next. And until they see the light of day, they'll keep coming back to the same place. Sure, some are small and inconsequential. They make the world go round. But then there are the other kinds. The ones that are cruel and vicious and corrupt everyone who learns about them. I was lying to myself when I thought I could let this all go. I thought I had said my piece and I was content to disappear into the shadows of the world. Whoever cut off my final broadcast was onto me, and I could not let them find me. If I just disappeared, maybe they would go away, and after a while I could go back to what my life was before. So I ran. And I wish I could say I came back for a noble reason, something about, you know, the truth being more important than my life, but that would also be a lie. And I've had enough lies for one life.
This is not our world anymore. For decades now, the governments of the world have hidden remarkable artifacts and technologies from us, the people. If you want to know the truth of the hidden world, meet me at the GPS coordinates attached to this message.
It was signed, Wareham Hawk. Thus is truth. I'd seen that phrase before, when I was investigating Augustine the first time. A few forums here and there would sign their posts with it. I always assumed it was just some in-joke or phrase used by people who wanted to seem more important than they were. But then I got this letter, not an email, not an instant message, a physical letter at my physical location. When I say I've been in hiding, I mean for real. Never in the same place for more than 2 weeks. Burner phones, cash only, the whole nine yards. This letter wasn't an accident or a fluke. These people knew who I was, and they knew how to find me. Even more concerning, though, were the coordinates that they gave me. Because I knew them. Those coordinates lead to a small retreat up in the mountains near Washington, D.C. You have to take a side road to get up there, up this old winding path that is already almost erased. At the end of the path, there's a small iron gate that blocks the entrance. Only a few of the old buildings are still standing, the rest fell into ruin a few years back. It was a beautiful place for decades, and you can still see a bit of the old charm there. It was abandoned in 2005. The official reason was issues with plumbing. But that was just the most recent lie told at St. Maria's Sanatorium. St. Maria's was the first place I went after I vanished. I expected to find answers. Some big treasure trove of files and information. Maybe a secret bunker, even. It had only been closed a few months at that point. There must have been something. There should have been something. But it was plain and ordinary. A few scraps of paper, some patient records left behind, but otherwise it was empty. No answers, no truths. Just a bunch of dust and old papers. I'm outside the main building. It's nice for having been abandoned for 5 years. I keep expecting to see guards or something. Maybe more unmarked black vans, but there's nothing. Well, might as well head in. I'm inside now. Still nothing from the looks of it. Hello? Hey, anybody there? I'm in the director's main office. I don't know why I really thought there would be anything he... Hang on, this computer shouldn't be on. Password, enter password. 12345. Oh crap, I really thought that would...
Hello, Richard.
Who are you?
The password is 18524.
Where are you?
Far away. I apologize for the clandestine nature of all this. Old habits die hard.
If I log into this computer, will they know I was here?
Yes.
I really doubt anything I can find on this computer is worth that.
You've been chasing shadows for years, Richard. I'm offering you something concrete.
Fine.
They didn't finish digitizing the records before abandoning this place. But they did enough.
This looks like usual data, nothing out of the... Wait, what are these transfer records? There's no reason given for check-in. They were just put here. Are there hard copies of these?
Not likely.
Okay, well, who's this Alexander Klein? He signed all of their paperwork.
Klein is out of your reach.
I'm really struggling to figure out why you told me to come here if I can't actually use any of this information.
I'm sure you'll find something to do with it.
Tell me who you are.
I'll be in touch. Take the files. I hope they'll help you trust that we are on the same side.
Hello? Hello? I took the files and ran. There wasn't enough time to comb through every scrap, but whoever was on that phone was right. It's definitely a start. I'm going to do some digging on these transfer records. The names are all redacted here, but there's gotta be some other trail. Or at least a reason that these people were here. I'll also need to do some digging on this Klein guy. He signed off on every transfer starting in 2008 until the closing of St. Maria's, which means either they were really understaffed, or something else was going on. I thought I could just bury all of this. But lightning hit me the day I put this story out into the world. What I thought would be a fun way to spend a semester has turned my life upside down. Lightning can strike more than once. And it looks like there's a storm rolling in.